Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 89. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 62. Warming up throughout Wednesday, sunny with our high of 90 and clear with a low around 61 throughout Wednesday night. Still staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our high of 92 and clear in 62 throughout Thursday night. Sunny and 90 on Friday before showers possible throughout Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Greenwood County Sheriff's Office said on Sunday officials were made aware of a threat against a local school that was posted on social media the day before. The post included a picture of a firearm. Officials said the resulting investigation was led in conjunction with the FBI and found that the suspect was a 15-year-old from Madison. The sheriff's office indicated that a search warrant was executed at the teen's home and a pellet gun believed to be the one posted on social media was found. Officials also said that two adult residents of the home were arrested on unrelated alleged drug distribution crimes and the minor was arrested for a criminal threat. A silver alert issued for a Wichita man with early onset dementia was canceled just after 6:30 p.m. last night. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation issued the alert on Monday after the Wichita Police Department requested it for 81-year-old Philip C. Cromwell. They say he was found safe in Pawnee County. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the teen parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a violent attack on a woman in Finney County. Just after 3:30 a.m. on September 2nd, police responded to the 1200 block of East Chestnut Street in Garden City for an emergency medical services assist. That's according to a media release. When they arrived, officers found a woman had been stabbed multiple times. EMS transported the woman to St. Catherine Hospital for treatment of her injuries. Police detained 52-year-old Juan Carlos Vasquez Osorio of Garden City at the scene and later arrested him. He is being held on requested charges of attempted second-degree murder. The initial investigation has determined the incident is domestic violence related. A Kansas City area man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison after he was convicted of smuggling drugs into the Jackson County Detention Center. That's according to Jackson County Prosecutor James Peters Baker. Christopher Harris, 39, pleaded guilty to trafficking in drugs second degree. A Jackson County judge sentenced Harris to 12 years in prison. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A given man is headed to trial court on two felony charges in connection with sexual assault on two children ages 8 and 10. During a preliminary hearing on Friday, a Buffalo County court judge found probable cause to bound over the case against 30-year-old Vincent Harrell. Buffalo County District Court records show Harrell is charged with first-degree sexual assault on a child and third-degree sexual assault on a child. Charges filed indicate the assaults happened in February of 2018. A Scotts Bluff woman faces charges after allegedly injuring someone with a baseball bat. On July 15th, Scotts Bluff police officers were called to Avenue H for a complaint regarding 44-year-old Julie Osteen reportedly hitting someone with a bat. According to police, the victim pointed out the bat and the witness confirmed what the victim told police about being struck. Osteen was arrested for felony assault and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed the 2023 budget and will move forward publishing the summary with a proposed levy of 45.563 mils. A revenue neutral rate and budget hearing is planned Monday, September 12th at 8:30 a.m. The proposed levy is down 1.508 from 2022 and 3.531 mils from 2021, but exceeds the revenue neutral rate by just over a mil. Architect, engineer, and county sheriff were present and heard that estimates for a new jail facility had risen from $10 to $13 million since May. They decreased the cost by some $1 million, taking out street construction and adopting other changes. A redesign with reduced square footage will be drafted, and a new cost estimate is expected at the next meeting. Road and Bridge reported they'll submit two bridges for the bridge program grants to be replaced, one in Walnut Township on Pheasant Road, the other in Guitart Township on 24th Road. Marshall County Health Nurse said they'll offer a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, October 5th, 9 to 6, at the former Walmart parking lot. The health department will need to close that day due to staff being utilized at the clinic. The recent tax sale was completed week before last. 12 of 13 tracts sold for a total of $8,700. Washington County Commissioners' last meeting discussed ways to fund the ambulance service with ideas from the county treasurer. An option is to levy an ambulance tax, suggesting up to 3 mils, which could generate some $500,000 annually, or split the 1% sales tax. In order to get started, the treasurer suggested transferring the multi-use accounts back to the county general funds to generate cash flow. Some $8.2 million is currently in reserve. A mill levy could not be adopted until 2024 due to budgeting. Discussion included use of remaining American Rescue Plan funds, which amount to $340,000. Effective September 1st, EMS personnel from the Hanover area will be employed by the City of Washington EMS, and both service locations will operate under the Washington permit. Dale Easterman and Elmer Hattisall asked permission to put a bronze tablet in the foyer of the courthouse in memory of Korean and Vietnam veterans who gave their lives during the war. They asked for help with funding, which was approved. The names of those given in the Korean War, Robert Fleer, Raymond Holsch, Henry Weckerly, and in the Vietnam War, John Hewitt, Michael Martin, Gene Myers, and Laverne Tegmeyer. Dale Easterman is asking the public notify him by September 15th if they know of anyone missing from the list, or contact the county clerk. Nemaha County Commissioners adopted the revenue neutral rate after a public hearing with no public comments and then followed with a hearing on the budget. Frieda Dobbins expressed concerns with an increase in valuation for her property. Taxes will be considerably higher in 2022. She stated the importance of commissioners trying to cut costs where necessary to avoid having to increase the amount of ad valorem tax collected. The budget was later approved unanimously as published. Emergency preparedness advised commissioners. Nemaha County has been chosen to participate in a pilot project for foot and mouth disease associated with livestock. Bruce Bachman met with commissioners asking for paving on a four-mile stretch of a Nightingale Turnpike between 120th Road and Highway 9. Commissioners will look at cost estimates to try to improve safety of traveling on the road while Highway 187 is closed. Planning Commission members reminded commissioners new appointments need to be made soon. Motions were approved to reappoint Andy Grove, Michelle Schmilsley, and Charity Henry to 3-year terms on the Planning Commission effective October 1st. Following discussion, consensus was to use a paper ballot only for survey responses for a plan, with surveys to be sent out next week. Gerald Feldkamp was appointed to the Centralia Fire District. Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet the week of September 5th, their next meeting Monday, September 12th. A fatality accident south of Wymore Friday evening, claiming two lives, including a Marysville man. Christian Crouch, age 31, of Marysville, reportedly crossed the center line of U.S. 77 near Sycamore Road, some 4 miles south of Wymore, colliding with James Gallahue, age 72, of Fort Collins, Colorado. Both drivers pronounced dead at the scene. It's believed speed and cell phone usage may have been factors in the accident Friday evening, claiming the lives of Christian Crouch, age 31, of Marysville, and James Gallahue, age 72, of Fort Collins, Colorado. Gage County authorities arrested a 19-year-old man Thursday afternoon after high-speed pursuit south of Beatrice. Trevor Lee Grace of Beatrice faces traffic, drug, and attempted assault charges. He fled officers, clocked at over 100 miles per hour before the vehicle's tires came off the rim, stopping the car. Raymond L. Lindquist, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home at Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ray Lindquist. John Delmer Gertis, age 89, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home. Wymore in charge of arrangements for Delmer Gertis. Marilyn R. Heiserman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Tributes will be shared Sunday, 3 p.m. during a visitation from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Heiserman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey tetrazzini, French bread, Italian blend veggies and peaches. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A series of GED classes will be offered in Marysville this fall. Enrollment in GED to complete requirements for the State High School Diploma will improve literacy and increase opportunities for better employment. Marshall County Lifelong Learning will offer GED enrollment for the fall semester, September 6th, 7th, and 8th, from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center at 405 North 4th Street in Marysville. For additional details, contact Catherine Ray at 785-713-1493.
New Faces Old Lot. Located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com. Now with full-time auto detailing.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s throughout Kansas, in the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Clear skies throughout Wednesday night as well, with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay warmer throughout Thursday before cooling down on Friday, and showers possible over the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 85, record high on this date 105, the average low 61 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 7:51, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Bit of a hazy sunshine, 61 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of September. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue.
Mm.
But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Homers galore. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Where would the Yankees be without Aaron Judge? Of course he homered again.
And the right-handed deal swung on. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. I have never seen a player have a year like this.
John Sterling with the call on WFAN. Judge's 54th of the campaign. His blast the difference as the Yankees beat the Twins 5-2. Blue Jays at Baltimore. An impressive afternoon for Bo Bichette.
He swings and he charges one. Straight away center field. Going back to the bullpen. And it is gone! A three-homer game for Bo Bichette!
On SN 590, Jays over the O's 8-4. Shohei Ohtani homered twice for the Angels. The Halos drubbed the Tigers 8-0. College football, fourth-ranked Clemson in Atlanta to tangle with Georgia Tech. The Yellow Jackets stymied the Tigers' offense early, but it was only a matter of time.
Uyunglele will go shotgun, two wideouts right, one left. Pace now goes in motion. And DJ going to keep himself running, takes it outside, crosses the five, and the end zone, touchdown.
The call on WCCP-FM, The Roar. Clemson would pour it on from there for a 41-10 pranging. U.S. Open tennis, Rafael Nadal won't win his 23rd Grand Slam title this year. He fell to American Francis Tiafoe in four sets in the round of 16. Afterwards, the Spaniard broke it down for reporters.
Well, the difference is easy. I played a bad match and he played a good match. So at the end, that's it.
NFL, less than a week until the season kicks off. The Ravens and star quarterback Lamar Jackson have yet to reach a deal on a contract extension, but head coach John Harbaugh says Jackson's been focused on football. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Global food prices dropped for a fifth straight month after a seasonal rise in supplies took place and demand dropped for some products. The Northern Hemisphere wheat harvest helping ease some supply concern as more grain moves out of Ukraine. A UN index of world food costs dropped 1.9% in August, remains at its lowest level since January. While consumers will feel some relief, the declines aren't as sharp as they were in July when food prices dropped the most since 2008. Food prices do remain higher than last year, though. Food costs fell across the board last month. The vegetable oils dropped slightly below last year's level. More palm oil supplies from Indonesia and seasonally rising outputs in Southeast Asia helped lower prices. Import demand for sunflower oil subdued. Dairy stocks remaining adequate. Major poultry importers reducing purchases. And domestic bovine meat demand in key export markets was a bit weak. The Biden administration's EPA will announce a rule this year detailing annual biofuel blending mandates for 3 years instead of just one. Three sources say that the multi-year announcement will provide longer-term certainty to the refining and biofuel industry. They say they've been battling over the renewable fuel standards annual mandate since it first began. One source said they're trying to put together the proposal for 2023, 24, and 25, where once they have proposals together, they don't have to go back, they don't have to change or modify those volumes. Now, according to legal documents filed in July, the EPA has been ordered to propose a rulemaking for the 2023 mandates by November 16th. While Congress has set the mandates since the RFS began, the EPA will have the authority to set a multi-year mandate and make other changes that'll start next year. That is an Ag Business Update. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckline Ag Report.
A lot of agreement around the country, friends, that the cattle industry and policymakers agree that we need to increase U.S. beef packing capacity. And, boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff got brewing out there. I just saw that Amarillo area's got a new packing, not a new one. They're increasing the size of the one that they have, tripling it in slaughter capacity. And I got to tell you, that's good news. We've got brand new plants going in Nebraska and Missouri. It's going to be a while before they come online. It's taking some time to get that done. But this is kind of interesting. As you all know, I spent a good amount of time, 15 years, at the stockyards in Wichita back in the 60s. And at that time, most of the fat cattle in this country were sold there. But it started to go direct about the time I got there. And we fought that. Our auction market, stockers and feeders, we sold fat cattle too. People that buy fat cattle, the packers, they talked the feeders into bringing them direct. In any event, right now, there's some efforts being made to change rules that I didn't even know was in place. I didn't know it was illegal for an auction market owner to be part of a slaughtering plant, to have ownership in it or any kind of interest in a plant itself. They want to get that changed, and there's a lot of people behind it. National Cattlemen's Association, American Sheep Industry, the pork producers, many state-based groups, they're all behind that, and well, they should be. There isn't anybody in this country that's done a better job of producing an area where we get top dollar for feeder cattle than the auction markets in this country. Without them, it'd be a disaster, especially if all you had to do was go direct. So in any event, to get them involved in the packing industry might be, just might be, a really good step. I bet we'll be hearing more about that later. Hope you stay tuned to the Steckline Report.
That again was your Steckline Ag Report. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With CakeForce Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and CakeForce Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
My hands were sticky, my hair was a mess, but the way my eyes sparkled, the State Fair was the best. I remember the food, the games and the rides, the animals and the contests, and the big yellow slide. Soon I'll grow up, but I'll always remember that special time every year in September. Thank you for showing me how much you care, and someday I'll take my own kids to the fair.
Bring the kids in your life to the Kansas State Fair, September 9th through 18th.
More and more retailers are offering Dandelion coffee, but there's no reason you can't make your own. Get ready to jot down instructions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 6th, the 249th day of the year. Actress Jane Curtin has a birthday, and 27 years ago today, baseball's Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive game record. As fall approaches, dandelions are strong nutrients in their roots, so now is a good time to give it a try. Here's how. Find a patch of dandelions untreated by herbicides and harvest the roots. Soak them to wash off the dirt, then grind into chunks into a blender or food processor. Spread these bits onto a cookie sheet and bake at 250 degrees for about 2 hours. Grind your roasted roots in a coffee grinder and brew just like coffee. It may not taste much like coffee, but it's a perfectly passable substitute with a flavor all its own. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine and 62. We'll look for highs topping 90 this afternoon.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas Jayhawks opened year two of the Lance Leipold era with a 56-10 victory Friday night at David Booth Memorial Stadium, and the Jayhawks did so in front of an announced attendance of 34,902. Now that's a mark, according to Kansas Athletics, is the most for a KU home football opener since 2014. The next home game for Kansas is September 24th against Duke. Now, between Friday's opener and the date with the Blue Devils, Kansas will travel to West Virginia and Houston in back-to-back weeks. Kansas State football notched a statement with its 2022 season opener Saturday night, taking down South Dakota 34-0. The Wildcats got on the board immediately as wide receiver Malik Knowles took a handoff straight to the house 75 yards in for a 7-0 start. K-State will be back in action this Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, hosting Mizzou at 11 a.m. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Redshirt junior defensive end Lonnie Phelps Jr. was named the Big 12 Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Phelps made his presence known in his KU debut with 7 tackles, 3 sacks, and 4 tackles for loss. Phelps, a transfer from the University of Miami, Ohio, posted the most sacks by a Jayhawk since 2016, while his 4 tackles for loss were the most since 2017. Oscar Gonzalez had a 2-run double in the 10th inning, and the Cleveland Guardians snapped a 5-game losing streak, beating the Royals 6-5 Monday night to regain sole possession of the AL Central lead. Cleveland moved a game ahead of Minnesota, which lost 5-2 to the New York Yankees. And Kansas State head football coach Chris Kleiman has talked about sticking within Kansas to recruit local athletes, and his staff did it again. Monday afternoon, Olathe South pass rusher Jordan Allen announced on his Twitter page that he committed to Kansas State. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Baby, why you wanna cry? You really ought to know that I just had to walk.